to describe the church, St. Paul uses this analogy of the human body, that the body is made up of many different parts, many different organs, different structures. A very complex structure, yet a structure that forms a whole, a unity, a one thing. That's why when you see a human being, you don't say, that's a nice collection of skin and muscles and organs and this and that and that. You don't say, that's a nice collection of tissues and hearts and organs. You say, that's a person. That's one thing. That's a human person. A body made up of many different parts forms one thing. So too does the church, made up of several different people, forms one entity, the body of Christ, those who carry out Christ's mission on earth. And just like a body, no one part is the same. In the church, many people, all the people have different roles to play. Some are more visible than others, like in the human body. Some parts of the body, like the eyes and the hair, are more visible than others, like the heart and the stomach and the various organs. And the church is like that. Some of us were quite visible, like the clergy and the religious orders, because we're very obviously very visible, you see it. And some others, like laity who work in the church, you see them. You see we have many altar servers, lectors, ushers, people count money, people who sell the gift cards. In church, we have many different roles, but most of the roles are hidden. We don't see them. We don't see them as clearly as you see a priest dressed in a vestment like this. And despite being hidden, those people, their roles are still very important. Because just because you can see a role doesn't mean it's necessarily important. Everyone's role is important, but not everyone's role is the same. And for some of us, our roles may be simply to just say grace in public. Whenever we're at a food court or at work, we just say a grace before meals. Others, our role is to raise a family in the faith. For others, our role may be simply just to say prayers every night. Depends on the person, depends on their state in life. Their role might change, but everyone has an important role. Even children, their role is the same. Even if it's just screaming out in church, it's still a role. It's a praise of God. So, yeah, so as I said, if the church is not crying, it's dying. So children are a sign of vitality for the church. And we are different, we are multiple, but yet we are also one. We profess the same faith. We profess the same faith in Christ. And we also celebrate in the same worship. For us who are in the church, worship is a unifying factor. That's why we're mandated to come to Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation. Because it's more than just an obligation to fulfill. At Holy Mass, we're coming in contact with the living God. We're coming into contact with all the whole salvation history, everything from Adam and Eve all the way to Christ and to this present day. All that is packed right in the sanctuary here. We come into contact with heaven, with what's going on in the divine worship in heaven. And at Mass, it's a little kind of a peek, a sneak peek to that. But first and foremost, Mass is also coming to Calvary. What's happening up there is happening on the very altar there. Christ comes to our very altar. He comes in the form of bread and wine. So it's no longer bread and wine, it's the body and blood of Christ. That's why we receive Christ very reverently, very carefully, in a spirit of prayer and holiness. That's why for many years the church mandated that people receive communion kneeling and on the tongue, and only recently gave the permission to receive on the hand. So no matter how you choose to receive communion, whether it's on the hand or on the tongue, standing or kneeling, we are all obliged to receive communion in a spirit of prayer, a spirit of reverence, a spirit of respect, and a spirit of letting Christ come into our hearts. That's why if we receive on the hand, we don't just pop it like this, unless we have a problem with our other hand or some. We hold our hand very carefully, and we take the host very carefully, and we consume it very carefully, because it's the body of Christ. It's Jesus Christ himself. Same too if you're receiving on the tongue. You don't just stick out your tongue and just whip it back right away. You receive very carefully. You feel the host on your tongue. You feel it in your mouth, because that's Jesus. He's coming into your body. He's coming into your heart. He's coming into your soul. Divine worship, it's one of the things that defines us as Catholics, because it's more than just a scripture, a bunch of scriptures being read. It's more than just a sermon. What we have on the altar is the most holiest thing on earth. And what's happening on the altar, it's so powerful. It's so beautiful. That's why we keep masses very beautiful. We have beautiful churches, because the reality is very beautiful. And it's also what unites us as Christians. We're very different, each one of us. We have a different role to play, an important role to play. And it's because of that role we should become one as a church, one as a parish community, one as a diocese, one as a worldwide church. So no matter where we are in the world, no matter who we are, no matter what role we play, when we are at the altar, when we are at Mass, we are one body, one spirit, worshiping one Lord.